Oh, hi, Ryan. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you. Is this a better time?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good. So I just didn't know if you were wanting to get information on our service or if you already had an account.
I was trying to get information about it.
Okay, sure, I can help you with that. So let me ask you, what type of business is it? I see in the email superbelectrics.net.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you guys specialize in?
Electrical, residential electrical work.
Okay, residential. No commercial?
Nope.
Okay, electrical work. And how long have you owned that business?
I just started it. Well, I've been an electrician for 10 years, though.
Wow, good for you. Okay, that actually would benefit you with our service because we could showcase that you're a trusted business in the community with 10 years of industry expertise. That adds to your credibility and gives a potential client, that comfortable feeling in working with you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So where is your business actually located?
She out my house right now.
But, I mean, what city and state are you in?
Auburn, Washington.
Auburn, okay, Washington. And then how far do you typically go for a new client? Not the farthest you've ever gone, of course, but just the average.
I don't really have one right now. I just try to take on as much work as possible.
Oh, good. Okay. So probably the farther they are, or the, more paying, bigger job that it is, the farther you would go type thing, right?
Not really, because some it Seattle pays more, down south pays less.
Okay, so Seattle pays more, South pays less. That's just based on the demographics of those areas, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So, do you have anything set up for the business as of yet, like a website or a business Facebook or anything like that?
I got a Facebook
Okay.
page. I got an Instagram, but I don't really use it. Instagram. I got
Yeah.
Angie and Yelp, but I checked them off real quick.
Okay, Angie and Yelp, but they're paused, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this program would work phenomenally well for you if you've already used services like Angie's and Yelp. And the reason being is it's the other side of the coin. So rather than you paying per lead, what we would do is we would promote your business on the first page of Google and Bing so that people would call you directly. So what it includes is we would program Superb Electric to be on the first page of the search engines for the categories in your area. So anything relating to residential electrical. So if it's, electrician, wiring, panel upgrade, if you wanted to do some, ceiling fan installations and things like that, we would make sure that your company's coming up. And then we program you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
That's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted on the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So I'm glad to hear that you already have a business Facebook and a business Instagram because I'm sure that you realize that, most of the time when you search for something online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yes.
So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for, you know, anything that's relevant to what you do, then next time they go to Facebook, there's an ad for your company popping up. Now, tell me about the back end of the email that you put in the form, superbelectrics.net, because when I tried to pull that up as a website, it didn't pull anything up. So do you have that domain and you just haven't built a site yet?
Oh, so it has the S at the end of the C.
Yeah, I see that, superbelectrics.net. And when I put that into, you know, the
My email.
Oh, okay, but you don't own that domain, do you, superbelectrics.net?
No, that's just my email address.
Just your email.
I think I do own that domain.
That's what I was thinking, because usually if you have a back end of, you know, what looks like a web address, usually that means that at some point you purchased that domain, and maybe you never built the site on it, but you're still able to, you know, send and receive emails through that account. So the reason that I ask you that, Ryan, is we sell Google-compliant websites also. They charge an extra $400 to put them together. But one thing I can do is, since you are a brand new business, I can kind of explain the situation to my director and see if we could get the site included for you at no additional cost. Because I figure that, you know, it's 2024 and you're going to need a website eventually anyway. Now, if you own that domain, we can build the site on your domain. If not, we can purchase a new one. It's not a problem. Maybe, you know, superbelectrics.net is available, or maybe superbelectrics.com. Whatever the case may be, they would go over available options, okay? And then, because you're a brand new business, I could also apply the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And then this program comes with a detailed tracking system. And what that means is that you're going to have the ability to see which new clients came to you from Google, which ones came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they're using their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way, everything is very transparent. And being that it is a month-to-month program, I'm sure that if I did get the authorization to, you know, get everything going for $398 out the door, including the site, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yes. Hold on. Is it possible for you to call me back? I'm trying to do 10 things. You called me at the wrong time again.
No problem. I'll send you a text with my direct line too. My name is Tina. And that way, when you have a free moment, you can call me. If not, do you want me to call you back in like an hour or so? When do you think you'd be free?
Well, I have an 11 o'clock appointment over the phone. Can I text you? I think that's better for me.
Yeah, you can text me, and then I'll kind of call you when I get the text, and then we can pick up where we're leaving off now, okay?
Or can we communicate through the text?
We can, but if you want to get the account started, what I have to do is send a request to my supervisor and explain the situation and try to get the website included. And then once I hear back, we would go over the billing information. And, you know, you probably don't want to send that via text. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what would happen after that is I would create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they would go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. And that phone call takes about 20 minutes. So we could schedule that out for later today or tomorrow based on your availability.
Okay.
Yeah, the only thing is, you know, I don't want to approach the vice president of my company and, you know, try to ask, you know, to put the site in there for free until I know that, you know, you're ready to move forward.
How long will it take to build the site?
That's usually the first thing that launches. It takes about 1 to 3 business days. And then for the program, first page placement takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. So we quote 30 to 45 days for the first page placement on Google. And the Facebook ads will launch within under 2 weeks. So I always tell people that you're absolutely going to see activity within your first month, but it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you.
So if it doesn't pop the first, after the second, after it doesn't pop the second month, what happens?
Well, it's a month-to-month subscription, Ryan, and we do that because we're a performance-based company, right? We allow you to try the program, track the revenue that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go. So let's say, you know, 2 months from now, you're not happy with it. You call in and cancel, and you wouldn't have any further charges, but you'll still have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now. Because at that point, you would be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'd be on the popular directories in your area and accessible from the mobile platform, right? So if you canceled, obviously, you wouldn't be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you'll have a stronger presence than you have right now. And I know that you'll absolutely love it, being that you mentioned those other services earlier, because just to give you an idea, in the Auburn area over the last 30 days, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to residential electrical. So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is you have a weaker internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Google actually calls that a micro moment, you know, putting Superb Electric in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you, okay? Now, I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, sign up with the program, Ryan, and you'll get 1,018 new clients come flooding in, because that's also not realistic, right? But what we know, statistically speaking, is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. And that's the beauty of a program like this is, you know, since 87% of consumers will hire off of Google, that means there's only 13%. If you take all of those other sources and kind of lump them into one category and say, you know, let's look at Thumbtack, Angie's List, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Super Pages, City Search, you name it, all of those sources combined only get 13%, where 87% hires off of Google. So a program like this absolutely will easily fund itself in the influx of new business. And quite frankly, Ryan, the only way a program like this wouldn't work is if you don't answer your phone. And I know that you're going to answer your phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You did every time I called. So I know that you'll be, you know, more proactive even with a client call, you know. So do you think the $398 is doable today, or is that a little bit of a stretch being that you're a newer business, or what are your thoughts there?
No, the money's not the issue.
And okay.
Just you had called me, so I'm trying to, like, I was doing something on my laptop, and I was, like, texting somebody about some other work, and I thought I would have been done in 20 minutes when I initially told you to call me.
Oh, I see. So you were still kind of tying up loose ends when I called. I get it. So is it that you're unsure of the program because you're kind of multitasking right now, or do you think maybe you're worried that it might not work? What are your thoughts there?
Well, everything's worth a try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I say, especially since, you know, if you calculate this out, it comes to only $9 a day to increase your business. and there's no contract. So it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. But I know, I'm very confident that you'll be with us next year at this time. You'll continue with the service. You absolutely will never cancel because nobody does on profit. But at the same token, it has to be very comforting as a business owner to know that you have that option. So what I'll do is I'll send out the request and just make sure that I can get the site included for you. And then while I wait on his response, I'll just verify your information. So what is your last name?
Jeffers, J-E-F-F-E-R-S.
Okay, and then if it goes well and I get the site approved, do you want me to send the confirmation email to adminoffice@superbelectrics.net?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And then for the listing itself, do you want it to show as Superb Electrics, or do I put in Inc. or LLC? What's your thoughts there?
It's probably Superb Electrics.
Okay, so electric singular without the S, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then I know you said it's a home-based business. For a home-based business, Google will hide the address on the listing, but what is the business address so that I can have Google send the PIN verification code out?
Oh, so that's my house address.
Yes.
I'm actually going to work on a virtual PO box today.
Oh, good thing you didn't do that yet, because Google will reject a virtual PO box. So what's happening behind the scenes when Google sends out a PIN verification code is they want to solidify that you're an actual business in the area and protect you from a big corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page of Google locally is to have an address there. And that's why Google will reject a PO box or what's called a PNB address, which is the ones that are set up through the UPS stores or the mailbox, et cetera, because any big corporation could come into the area and set up one like that and try to steal clients. So what Google does for the home-based businesses, and there's millions and millions of home-based businesses on Google, right? So what they do is once they send the PIN code out and you get it back to us and they verify the listing, they hide the address. So you would show up with your business name, the city and the state, but the actual address would be blocked out. Make sense?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what is the home address?
31655.
Mm-hmm.
Military Road.
North Berry Road, you said?
Military.
Oh, Military. Okay, I'm happy I read that back. North Military Road. Okay.
No, not North. 31655 Military Road.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I heard a North in there. I'm so sorry. Okay. I guess it's Wednesday and I'm getting my wires crossed, so. Is there a suite number or anything like that, or a unit number?
Yeah, so 31655 Military Road South.
Mm-hmm.
J-505.
J-505. And that pulls up Auburn 98001?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. Are you a Seahawks fan?
No.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. You're in Washington and you're not. Who's your team?
I'm from New York.
Oh, okay. So you like the Jets or the Giants or?
Well,
or
both
Buffalo?
Of those. The only New York football team there is the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, you know what? I thought that they were going to make it to the Super Bowl this year. I watched a couple of the games, and they were a strong team. And, you know, I couldn't believe it when they got eliminated. I really like Buffalo. And we're in Southern California, and there's a couple of, like, little local spots around here where they're Buffalo kind of bars. So every time a Buffalo game comes on, everybody kind of gathers there and posts in the community that the game's taking place. So it's kind of fun. You would love it. So what brought you to Washington from New York?
Change the scenery.
So was it a good move? I know it's beautiful in the Pacific Northwest, but there's a lot of rain too, right?
It's a lot of rain. Well, it turned out to be a good move.
Excellent. Good. That's what I want to hear. I have a lot of relatives that moved up to Seattle and Yakima within like the last 10 years, and they seem to love it too. So, yeah, they say it's a really beautiful area. So I'm getting a response from my supervisor, and he is authorizing the website for you. So I'm so glad that that worked out. So what I'm doing right now is I'm putting in the promo code so that they can waive the charges of the site. And then I can get this set up for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
A debit card.
Okay. And is it your name on the card, Ryan, or the company name, or both?
Just the company name.
Okay. And then is the military road address also the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
So, what are you actually doing? What would we actually be doing?
So, we would create the account and go through the billing and then create the appointment for my technician to call you later to go over the setup of everything. That's called the client interview, where they'll talk to you about your keywords, your service area, building your website and getting you placed. Since you already have a business Facebook and an Instagram, we can pull content off of the business Facebook and Instagram to put up on your website. Or if you have fresh content, you can send that over to us as well. And then they just start, you know, doing all the programming. And then, you know, you look for that PIN verification code coming in the mail in about 5 to 10 business days. Once you get that back to us, then Google says, okay, we trust this business and we can publish them.
I feel like the password to my phone. Hold on.
Okay, no problem.
I'm trying to wait for my phone to unlock. I'm trying to remember the password. Hold on.
Okay, no problem.
Yes.
I want to let you know, I was putting your business into, you know, kind of a tool to check out your current internet presence, and it says on Yelp, Superb Electric is temporarily closed. Yeah, and I know you said that you paused them, but that wasn't very nice of them to put that big banner on there that you're temporarily closed until 2025, you know. They can't go in there and fix that for you, or do you like it that way?
I like it that way.
You like it that way. Okay, there you go. I just wanted to make sure because, you know, sometimes they do that just to kind of, you know, make you pay them more money or something. But as long as you initiated it, then that makes me feel good.
No, because I got to, I have work right now, so it's only me and another person.
Oh, okay.
So then I don't want to keep having paying for Yelp. And, you know, some people, if you did message you, hey, it's like $80.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that Yelp was doing like a pay-per-lead thing, kind of like Angie's does. That's interesting. Yeah. I see. So that way you're temporarily closed and then they're not going to call you or message you and then you don't get charged for it, right?
Yeah. So I have the same thing with Angie. I got it on pause.
Okay.
Like, they could message you for, like, they thinking that they want a panel upgrade, then you pay $180 for that lead. then next thing you know, they just want a plug replace for $40.
Oh, yikes. Well, I hear that a lot with that company. You have to understand that they're lead generation, and that's how they make their money, right? They sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And then on top of that, sometimes people tell me that, you know, they get a lead that's 150 miles away or in a bogus category where, you know, they get charged like you did for a panel upgrade when it's really a plug, you know. And, you know, if that happens, they're pretty good at charging or crediting you back if you notify them. But a lot of the clients I talk to tell me that it happens so frequently it becomes very hard to manage, you know. And then on top of it, you know, I ask people if they get a lot of paid work off of those services, and most people tell me that they don't. But for the ones that do, do you know how they tell me they got the job?
How?
It's kind of sad, but they say that they have to minimize their rates the lowest because the people that are calling are a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate, you know, and that's the first. Mm-hmm. You got that too?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. See, I've been with this company for 12 years and I've talked to a lot of the Angie Leads clients and I hear that over and over again. Matter of fact, I felt so bad. I had this contractor several months ago and he said he was about $1,000 into his lead fees through Angie's. He was running all over town bidding on all this work and he kept getting undercut by other companies. So he finally undercut his own pricing and took on a bathroom remodel. But the problem was, is once he counted up his material cost, he actually lost money on the job, you know, and you and I both know that that's not a smart business practice. So that's the first thing you're going to notice about this program is being on the first page of Google will attract the luxury high-end clients, you know, that are willing to spend a top dollar for quality service as opposed to someone that's out there price shopping. Because when you think about it, the only reason someone's going to Google for your service is if they do have an immediate need to hire you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So were you trying to get into your phone so that you could get the billing information? Or?
Yes, because I lost my debit card.
Oh, I see.
Got it.
Okay.
Trying to find out which phone this is. It's on this phone. And so how much will I be paying today?
Just $398 today. And then each month moving forward, it's $299. And that's just because the $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yo, James. Hey, the last time we contact Local Splash, how much was we supposed to be paying a month?
$249. Why?
Okay, I got them on the phone and they saying it was, how much is it a month? $299.
Yeah.
$299 with the new in business rate. Do you know, you spoke with us, prior. Let me look at the notes here and see. Cause if that's the case, I'll get it honored for you. So 1 second.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. I think it started with a E or something like that.
So they probably call a different phone number, 646-346-9710.
Actually, I do see something in here that you guys were contacted back on February 13th, right?
Just
about.
Does
that sound right? Like a couple? Okay. So I'll go ahead and get an override for that. That, just so you know, is our friends and family pricing. Typically. Is he talking to us or?
No.
Okay, I thought he was talking to us. I'll get an override for that, and then that would make your first payment just $348. But that's the friends and family pricing. Typically, we have to get an approval to get that rate, but I'll honor it for you. So give me a second here.
So he never mentioned nothing about paying an extra $99. He just was paying $249, and that was it.
Okay.
Are you sure? Can you check with? Because I sent you an email, but I'll send it to you on a text also, where it will say.
Give me okay.
Localsplash.com/pricing. And because you're a newer business, you absolutely need the platinum package. And that's the one that sells on our website for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. Okay, so I reduced the setup fee down to $99 because you're a newer business. But typically everybody pays a setup fee because somebody has to do the setup and the programming, you know? So if you open that link that I sent you that says localsplash.com/pricing. It'll show you when you scroll down the page a little bit, two different sets of pricing. The first set says Premier SEO Packages. You don't need any of that, Ryan. That's for the big corporations that have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget. But for the next set of pricing that says Platinum SEO Packages, this is the one that you need. This is for the small to mid-sized businesses. It's the Platinum Package. So even though I'm honoring the $249 pricing, you'll get everything within this Platinum Package, but you're only paying $249 monthly. And then you'll get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within the Platinum Package, but you're only paying, you know, the $249 monthly. And then keep in mind, you know, part of the setup also goes towards that free website that I have included for you, because in the notes here, it doesn't show that that was discussed in the past either.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the website typically sells for $400 extra, but I got that included for you at no additional cost. Because I know for a new business, you're going to need a website anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. There was some cards before?
No! That's funny. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or as an insult. Oh, my God. Okay. You know how people think about, you know, used car salesmen, that they're, like, slimy and, you know, and then talk you into doing something you don't want to do. That's why I think it's so funny that you asked me that. So.
Oh, hold on. So this is my doctor. Hold on.
Okay, I'll wait for you. No problem.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris.
Yes. So she's going to call me back in 10 to 15 minutes. So, go back to this page I was looking at.
Okay. Hi, Ryan. Okay. So on that page, there's a couple of other things I'd like to point out to you, if I may. Number one, if you scroll up a little bit under proven success, it shows that we have 19 years of industry expertise. We were founded in December 2004, which makes us pioneers in the industry. Google's very first coming world serves tens of thousands of businesses in all the United States and Canada. We have a 4.95 average client satisfaction. A little legacy. Our Google
your phone is going in and out.
I heard that too. In a second, maybe. Hold on. It started going in and out. I can't help. On your end, it's on our end, but is it coming, is it something better now?
No, it sounds choppy.
Mm-hmm. Choppy for me, too. I think when you talk, it's choppy. So. Any better now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me now. Okay, perfect. So what I was telling you is if you scroll to the top where it says proven success, one thing that might elevate your comfort level is knowing that we have 19 years of industry expertise. We were founded in 2004. We've serviced tens of thousands of businesses all over the United States and Canada, and we have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Being that we're the best of the best in the industry, we have an elite status with Google known as a premier partnership. So if you scroll a little bit down, you'll see our Google partnership badge, and you'll notice there's a little red banner at the left that says premier. There's only a handful of businesses in the entire nation that has a premier partnership. We happen to be one of them. Okay, and what it means is that Google has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you'll also have that extra support staff available for your business. And then...
So which one of these programs will I be in, Essential or the Pro?
The Platinum. You're going to get not the Premier SEO package, but the one under that that says Platinum SEO packages. So you're going to get the Platinum package. And you need that because you're a new business. Let's say you were an established business of 30 years and you already had a strong internet presence. At that point, you might not need all of that, but right now you need to develop that strong internet presence locally, and that's what the Platinum package does.
And so you think if I get this, I wouldn't need Angie or Yelp?
Honestly, I don't think so. I think, you know, what happens because we deal with so many of the Angie Leads clients, and I can't speak for Yelp because I didn't know they were doing a pay-per-lead program. But, you know, with Angie's, I'm very, very familiar. Sometimes what people do is they put their leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so they can allocate some money to try this program. And then what they find is the revenue that they generate by being on the first page of Google blows the revenue out of the water from anything they were getting off of Angie Leads. And pretty soon they're not even purchasing leads anymore, and they're saving a ton of money on their lead fees. Because why would you if people are calling you directly? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what are you thinking? I feel that you want to try it, but there's still a little bit of hesitation in your voice. I mean, do you feel comfortable enough to at least try it for a month or two, and that way you can see how well it works and kind of base your ongoing results on, you know, based on performance?
Well, it won't work until month number two, because you say it take a month for everything to get established.
Well, one thing you have to understand, Ryan, is industry standard for first page placement on Google takes 90 days.
Hold on one second.
Oh, they're calling back. Okay, no problem. I'll wait.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm still
so
here.
So the doctor's gonna call me in 6 minutes. So that was my personal. So you said I wouldn't see basically nothing until like a month.
Well, one thing I want to explain to you, Ryan, is that industry standard for first page placement is 90 days. However, because we're a premier partner to Google and we have that elite status, we do it in 30 to 45 days, which means we're way ahead of the curve. And keep in mind that some of the timeline is dependent on you, okay? Because once we, you know, create the account, what we do is call, you know, schedule that client interview to get the whole ball rolling, so to speak. So don't miss that appointment because that's what's going to get everything started, okay? Second thing is when you receive that PIN code in the mail in 5 to 10 days, get it back to us. You know, you don't have to drop everything when it comes and call us, but even if you, you know, could reply to one of our texts or one of our emails and say, hey, here's the 5-digit code, then we submit it to Google and you can get published faster. But you would be surprised how many people I talk to where they schedule an appointment and I know that life happens and then they miss the appointment. It has to be rescheduled. Things like that will hold the placement up. Same thing goes with the PIN verification. Sometimes 3 weeks goes by and I haven't heard from my client and I call them and say, look, have you gotten that code yet? Oh, yeah, I got it, but I didn't think I needed it, so I threw it away. Okay, well, if that happens, we have to send a new one and it takes a little bit longer, okay? But as long as you do those two things in a timely manner and you stay responsive to us, so, you know, let's say that Google communicates with us that they need something from you and, you know, we let you know and you get that back to us, then you'll get published quicker. So, you know, just understand the importance of that because, you know, sometimes people, you know, they want to be up there, you know, in a fast manner, but then they, you know, kind of drag their feet a little bit in getting us something back that we need, and then our hands are tied. You know what I mean? But you're someone that I can tell is very proactive, and I don't foresee that happening. I know that you're going to see activity very, very quickly, and regardless, the Facebook ads, I say they launch in under 2 weeks, but honestly, I've seen them up in 3 to 5 days before on a special request. So those will start launching very quickly, too.
Oh, I need the special request then.
Wow. Okay. I'll do it. I'll do the special request. And the one thing that will jumpstart that is I'll send you an email to add us as a manager to the Facebook page, and then that way we can start running on ads, you know, on it right away. So you'll get the instructions on how to do it. It takes like 2 minutes. So other than that, are you good to go and as far as giving it a shot?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, I'm glad. I know that you're absolutely going to love it. So is it a Visa, MasterCard, American
Express?
It's a Visa. It's a Visa, okay. And then the card number?
4701.
Okay.
4403.
Got it.
0393.
Mm-hmm.
9179.
Okay, expiration?
0324. Expires this month. Because I lost my debit card, but yes.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you can update the billing anytime. You can do that on the dashboard, or you can call me when the new card arrives. It's not a problem. But what's the code on that card?
833.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is go through the voice verification recording, and I know your doctor's calling you back soon, but this should only take about, you know, 90 seconds or so, and then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you. And some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, Ryan, so just kind of bear with me. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. Okay, so it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Superb Electric LLC.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Ryan Jeffers, Superb Electric LLC. The title, I'm a governor.
Okay, governor. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 28th, in the non-refundable amount of just $348. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And that does include the website for you also at no additional cost. So do you agree to the renewal and subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then lastly, the client interview will take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. I have four is triply booked. I have a 5 o'clock or a 6 o'clock available today. Would either one of those work? If not, I can see what's available for tomorrow.
5 o'clock today is good.
5 o'clock. Okay. So I'm going to book out an hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, since I got the special pricing that is not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that your pricing never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So if you click on the link, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do, Ryan, is scroll to the bottom. There's 2 little boxes that you have to check. I think 1 to show you're authorized, 2 to show that you receive text messages. And then you'll plug your name in and hit Confirm Signature. Once you do that, you'll get an email or a prompt asking you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you after the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in, okay?
Okay, I did it.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So then you're all good to go. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out, and I'm glad that we finished so that you have time to get ready for the doctor call. And then you have my direct line, too, on that text. I'm at extension 777. So if you ever want to talk to me directly, that's the same toll-free number for customer support, and you would just put in my extension. If not, you just hit option 1, and then anybody that answers the phone can help you. And we're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time, okay?
But you said I'm able to text.
Yep. If you reply to any of these texts that you've already gotten, then it comes straight back to us. So the day that you get the PIN code in the mail, you could just reply to one of the texts and we'll get it, and then we could submit it to Google. And the same thing goes with any other correspondence. Now, you're going to get an email also that says action needed, pictures for Google verification. What that is again, Google's way of protecting you as a small business so that they can publish you. So they want to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. So there's about, 7 different suggestions on that email. If you don't have all 7, it'll say, you know, send over a business license and insurance and, you know, a picture of your work vehicle with tools or, you know, an invoice with your business name. You don't have to send over everything, but just send over whatever you can, because that will definitely help verify.
So the service called me. I have to call you back.
Okay, you're all good to go. I'll follow up at 5. Okay, have a good day.